And we are high above courtside in Heidelberg, Alaska, on Prince of Wales Island. Hello and welcome to the broadcast, everybody. Mike Swayze here, broadcasting Panthers basketball on KHNS. Panthers, well, unfortunately, we couldn't get the broadcast going until the first quarter was already over, and Panthers have jumped out to an early deficit, 13-0 now. Heidelberg up over Skagway. And Skagway just hasn't been able to get anything going offensively to the hoop. And Heidelberg has been picking apart the offensive attack of Skagway and then fast breaking themselves to an early first quarter lead. We are early now in the second quarter, and Kota Shindo has the ball for Skagway, blocked on a shot attempt by Nick Nix, the senior from Heidelberg. Now, forgive me, some of the numbers may be wrong. I may not get all the names and numbers quite right, but we're looking at the players for Heidelberg tonight: Michael J. Eaglestaff, Joseph Hilaire, Trayshawn Miramontes, Nick Nix, Alex Peel, William Peel, Guy Sanderson, Roger Trout, and Robert Charles Warren Edenshaw, easy for me to say. On the Skagway side, Kota Shindo, Colton Belisle, Alex Ackerman, Micah Cook, Danny Brady, CJ Dormito, Stephen McKnight, and Wyatt Belisle on the court. Now for Skagway, Danny Brady, Micah Cook, Alex Ackerman, Stephen McKnight, and Kota Shindo. And a steal by Alex Ackerman off the right side of the court. Skagway will be going right to left across your headphone set here in the first half. Alex Ackerman steals the ball, brings it up into the forecourt, and is fouled at the side out for Skagway. Quickly into Kota. Kota shot fake. No, over in the side to Alex Ackerman. Gets the ball stripped by Nick Nix. Down the court goes Nix, and ball is out off of Skagway. It will be Heidelberg Warriors ball underneath the Skagway basket. Set to inbound. The ball was Miramontes. And a quick shot attempt up and no good by Nix. Rebounded by Eaglestaff. Eaglestaff trying to drive into the lane. Uses his offhand to push off Danny Brady. Shot goes up, no good. Brady with a rebound. Kota Shindo has it now for Skagway in the backcourt. He is a nifty dribbler. If you have yet to see Kota Shindo in person, he is an amazing ball handler and terrific court awareness. As I say that, he passes the ball to the end line where nobody was, and that's a turnover on Skagway. And it is Warrior basketball, Nick Nix, to bring the ball up for the Warriors of Heidelberg. 13-1, the score. 6:29 to go in the game. In the half. And a quick shot up and good by Miramontes. That is a 3-point bucket for Heidelberg. 16-1, now the score on the board. Danny Brady tries to bring the ball into the lane. Is stripped of the ball. Ball comes down to Heidelberg. Heidelberg, fast break, up and in with a very tough but effective layup from Roger Trout. And 18-1 is the score. Kota bringing the ball into the lane, taking it to the hoop, tries to pass it around the back, but nobody home. And the ball quickly up into the forecourt now for Heidelberg. And another bucket for Heidelberg, this one. Guy Sanderson is the recipient of that easy, easy feed and lay-in. And looks like Heidelberg is having their way with Skagway early. Skagway fresh off of a long ferry ride and plane ride, a little bit of a bump plane ride across. Immediately pressed into action here without a chance to barely warm up. So seeing a little bit of rust probably to be expected here in the first half. Hopefully Skagway can get something going here toward the end of the second quarter and into the second half. Heidelberg, well, they look well rested. There was a little bit of a schedule snafu. The boys thought they'd be playing later on. The girls thought they'd be playing earlier, but that's just not how it's going to go. Of course, this one will be tape delayed, so if you're listening to this on KHNS, the girls have already played, but we won't know the outcome of that game until, later on, obviously after that game's done. Go Panthers. Set to inbound the ball for Skagway. Danny Brady brings it into Kota Shindo. 5:45 left to go in the second quarter. Score 20-1. Heidelberg up over Skagway. Kota with a nifty dribble out front. He's going to launch up a 3-point bomb. off the rim, no good. Danny Brady fights for the rebound. Ball out of bounds. No. No call by the official, and it's going to stay Skagway ball as the fight for the rebound eventually went off the white jerseyed Heidelberg Warriors. Micah Cook set to inbound the ball, gets it into Coda on the left-hand side of the court. Coda, a couple jab steps, and now he's going to launch up a three, and he knocks it down. That's a three-point bucket for Shindo, and Skagway's on the board at four. 20-4 should be the score. Once they update the scoreboard here in Heidelberg. Shot by Heidelberg, no good. Rebound comes down to Shindo. He's got numbers. He's looking to fast break the basketball right now. He takes it into the hoop. He gets fouled, no call. Alex Ackerman fighting for the rebound. It is out of bounds, and it will be Skagway Panther basketball. The officials are calling it loose in Heidelberg so far tonight. Danny Brady gets the inbounds pass. His jump shot is up. Off rim, still bouncing off rim. No good. Rebound comes down to Nick Nix. He's going to force the ball up into the forecourt. Danny Brady with a near steal deflects it out of bounds. It will be Heidelberg basketball on their own sideline. Heidelberg to inbound the ball. That is William Henry Peel. Gets the ball into Eagle Staff. Over to Nix. Nix launches up a three-point bomb. No good. Nobody boxing out on the backside, however, for Skagway. And Robert Charles Warren Edenshaw sneaks in for the rebound and putback. 22-4 now the score. Heidelberg over Skagway. Coda Shindo has the ball into the forecourt. Gets it down low to Alex Ackerman. Goes up into a sea of arms. Fouled heavily. No call. And ball taken away. Let's see what happens now. Alex Ackerman is called for the foul, interestingly enough, as he tried to fight to get that ball back. So that is a personal foul on Ackerman, who went to the floor pretty hard. He's grabbing the bridge of his nose, seems to be okay. He's going to stay in the game. Stephen McKnight checks out, and Wyatt Belisle checks in for Skagway. Warriors inbound the ball. They've got a lot of smiles, as you might have with an 18-point lead early in the half. Hot dogging it a little bit up the court. Dead ball up top. Ooh, a beautiful dish down low as nobody was home for Skagway on their zone defense. The point guard, Eagle Staff, able to get the ball down low quickly to Peel, but Peel was unable to connect on the bucket, so it's still 22-4. Heidelberg up over Skagway. Coda Shindo with the ball in the forecourt. He's looking to do a little pick-and-roll action. Ball slapped away, and it will remain Skagway ball. It will not remain Skagway ball, though it was slapped away. They're giving the ball to the white-jerseyed Warriors of Heidelberg. Heidelberg now with the ball in the forecourt. Over quickly, the ball goes to Warden Edenshaw back out top to Nix. Nix wants to work it a little bit. Over to Peel, back out to Nix. They're working the ball around the horn nicely, and that's something Heidelberg features is good ball control and ball movement. They do pass the ball well. That time, however, on cue, Eagle Staff passes the ball out of bounds to no one. So Skagway basketball now underneath their own court, underneath their own basket. Coda Shindo to bring the ball up the court for Skagway. Coda wearing Michael Jordan's number 23. Being harassed up top, gets by the defender, launches up a fall-away jump shot, no good. Rebound comes down to Warden Edenshaw, bringing the ball all the way up the court. He misses his layup opportunity. Fouls Coda Shindo, no call. Coda is dribbling the ball and retains control of it with one of those nifty dribbles that Coda has. He goes up for the jump shot, is bothered on the jump shot. A beautiful play by Nick Nix to bother the jump shot. Coda comes down, double clutches, throws it up, hits rim, but goes out of bounds, and it will go over to Heidelberg on the out-of-bounds play. Great defensive pressure there by Nick Nix, the senior from Heidelberg. Nix with a no-look pass directly to Coda Shindo. Great pickoff attempt great pickoff by Shindo. Gets the ball up to Danny Brady. Ball fake. Takes it hard to the rack. Misses the layup with the right hand from the left side. Just off of the front of the rim. No good. Quickly into the forecourt comes Heidelberg. Heidelberg has the ball underneath the Skagway basket. It is Warden Edenshaw dribbling the ball back out, gets it up top, gets the ball back. Edenshaw does, comes into the lane and is fouled by Danny Brady. Goes to the floor pretty hard, does Warden Edenshaw. Warden Edenshaw to take the ball out from the baseline. Gets it out to Nick Nix. Nick Nix to launch up a three, no good. Right into the hands of Colton Belisle. Colton Belisle finds no outlet, but takes the ball up the sideline. He's dribbling quickly, takes a jump shot. It is no good. It looked like he lost the ball on the way up. First shot of the night for Colton Belisle. Off base a little bit. Nice, strong pick by Peel to get Nick Nix free. Ball goes out of bounds, however, off of Heidelberg. It will remain Heidelberg basketball. No, the ball's going to go over to Skagway. It will be Panther basketball, 1:58 to go in the half, 22-4 the score, and it looks like Heidelberg's going to run a little bit of pressure at Skagway. Just a little bit of light man-to-man pressure, and they fall off as soon as ball comes into bounds. Kodishin, though, has the ball in the forecourt for Skagway. Now dribbling with the left hand, looks at a three, passes it over to Colton. Colton with his second shot of the night, misses. Danny Brady up with the rebound, no good. It comes down into the hands of Alex Peel. Gets the ball over to Roger Trout. Roger Trout with the ball up in front of the three-point circle. They're working the ball around the perimeter. Heidelberg is. Shot fake by Trout. Steal by Danny Brady. Gets it over to Kodishindo. Kodishindo up the court and a jump shot. No good. Rebound comes back down to Trout. Oh, great opportunity for Skagway. Unable to connect. And right back comes Heidelberg. Robert Charles Warren Edenshaw carves through the lane, up off glass and in, making it 24-4, 58 seconds to go in the half. Kodishindo launches up a shot, no good. Rebound comes down to Micah Cook, and he is swallowed up by white jerseys, and it looks like they're going to call a jump ball on that. It's going to remain Skagway basketball. 51.7 seconds to go in the half. Danny Brady looks to inbound the ball, but throws it off of the arm of the player that was guarding the inbounds pass. Looks like he took a charge at the ball coming into the lane. No call either way. And two more points on the board for Warren Edenshaw and the Warriors. Kodishindo now has the ball for Skagway in the forecourt. Foul line jumper in and out. No good. 26 seconds left to go now. And the Warriors will slow things up, looking for one last shot of the half is their coach. As the Warriors move the ball around the perimeter, not looking to get anything going to the hoop, probably till about 8 seconds left on the shot clock. And we have approached that 8 second mark, so now it looks like they're starting to work the ball. Nope, they're still passing it around the perimeter a little bit. 2-1 second, and they get an open look from three off glass, off rim, no good. The score will remain 26-4 at half. And the Skagway Panthers have a lot of work to do to be able to dig back into this one, folks. Heidelberg came out looking pretty fresh, pretty ready to go. Skagway came out with some travel legs. And that's what we've got at the end of the first half. I'll have some stats and more for you with second half action when we return back to the base now.